the
house of the Lord once again this morning.
And
I'm so happy to be here as well.
I
feel the Lord wants me to say what I'm going to say. Amen. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. There's also a pastor here, I'll pray for it as well. Gracious Heavenly Father, once again here as your children, Lord, we have come at your very table to feast with the King and dine as his guests. We are your very children, Lord, whom thou hast called in this hour, in the lateness of this very day, to be partakers, Lord, of the heavenly feast and morning as we are gathered around your word. May the Holy Ghost come and anoint us. Father, open our eyes to things that we have never seen before. And our hearts to believe, Lord Jesus Christ, your word as it is. Father, heal the sick in our midst. Fill with the Holy Ghost them who need the Holy Ghost. Father God Almighty, we give you the preeminence in this house, and that you may deal with us as you will and as you please. Have thine own way this morning. Start with us as we commit all now unto you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Sorry.
Let's just pray for this one. And Heavenly Father, I come before you, even with this parcel, Lord, that's in my hand. It's from your believing child. Mine hand, Lord Jesus Christ, in no way, Lord, can ever represent yours. But Father God Almighty, it is my duty today to lay my hands upon them, believing according to your word as yours. It's been done, Lord Jesus Christ, from days back, and you blessed it. Father, the reason why this has been brought, Lord, you know it, Father. You know the hearts, and you know the reason why your child has brought it. May the purpose be achieved as it has been brought, as we bless it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank the pastor for giving me this time to come and preach. Amen. And I also want to thank my brother who's standing with me here. Thanking you also for coming. For the good singing. Also for the special songs.
Never imba my special songs.
And I also pinda umaya church.
I was really in the spirit.
Amen. Profita panimengua agado zindi greo rudi mukanda pota.
Prophet.
Basarama ritu itika pa ano.
Bring me a minstrel that the work of the Lord might be done here.
Saga minstrel yarira.
The rudi mukwa has been played.
Profita aku prophet.
The prophet is now prophesying.
Amen. You know the brother Abraham teaches us that a prophet is just a minister. I'm just saying what the Lord has said in the prophet. Amen. While we are standing, I'd like to read two portions of scripture. Yes, thank you. Stop, Kapam Tonga, thank you. No, I love that song.
I was thinking that I was going to ask you to sing for me that song.
Saga pandazona mawe. Of course, my vision is not so good now.
When I saw you come, although I'm not seeing very well. I did not go on
now. Put in the dimma we are. Saga, that doesn't have voice.
I didn't see that it was you, but I heard your voice.
I said,
my desire has been fulfilled. So can we...
Thank you so much. And also Sister Nyasha. The song that you sang.
Kamboka
maimba.
You have sang my message.
Amen. You're just in the spirit.
Mangamuri
mumwea. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1.
Ephesians 1.
And we're also going to read Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 to 6. Amen. To save on our time, you can follow in your Bibles. we are not going to translate.
Ephesians
chapter 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Amen. Galatians chapter 4 verse 1 says, now I say, Galatians chapter 4 verse 1 says, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all.
I want you to get something here.
Mwana akangozvarwa hake. Mwana.
If the child is born, it's just a child.
Haana kusiyana nemuranda ari pamba.
It's not different from a servant.
Amen. Nyango zvake Brahmaru ari pikini ni bus.
No, he might be
Lord of all.
The Lord of all.
But akakufana nemuranda.
But he's just like a servant.
Amen. The scripture says, but he's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Tinamate.
Let us pray.
Shivaropa fadzukuranga koshukurao, kwanan an. Tense. Zataita ish. Zinet kanemun agenta kushkuru.
Amen.
Kanemunagazi zira kuberenga. As isho kururama hupenu, nechi zaruru. Nechi zoro. Shinobam shokur machete irori. Zinoba kwamuri. Makataro mkati, Peter, jibaba wangu wa kumisoro kudenga, wa kuzaruri ya zini ishi. Hauna kuzidhira zini ishi. Hauna kuzipuwa na mbishopi. Asi baba wa kumisoro kudenga, tuluwa kumbira zakari panguwa ino. Sezo shokure njira verengu wa kuti, kuzaruri ya kubana venyu zakari. Mumoeva na venyu, mwa tambize, baba wangu wa kubuda wa chiti, zanga zakari na kutantiri mkati mbe ya mwari. Nguweni tunipira kwa muri, na kuhisa yese kwa muri. Chitanga inesu mwari. Ugopesa zakari inesu. Mstara Jesu Kristo. Amen. We may take our seats.
Karaise nyipasi.
This morning I want to preach on adoption. Amen. Adoption. Jesus
When Jesus comes, he must be at your post of duty.
You know, I really liked it.
You've got your place. You've got your place.
Amen. Apart from the moon.
It's not for any other. And no one can elbow you out.
Remember, you are you. And when God made you, he made you alone. And which is why, many a time I always say, the worst thing you can ever do for yourself is to try to be like somebody else.
Hallelujah.
Just be yourself. As you are. That's what God wants you. As you are. You might be black, you might be dark, you might be light in complexion. God wants you as you are. Praise the Lord. I'll be reading quite a few quotations. Amen. Because this situation, or this, I don't know whether it's a teaching or whether it's a preaching or.
It's
okay. Amen.
How are you, brother Oga?
So, we want to talk about adoption. God has got a place for you. But you have to go into that very place. I'm so glad that we have got people who are going to be baptized today. You see, when you come to Christ,
or actually,
when you, many people, they come to the church. But you don't end up there. Because water baptism, it will bring you into the fellowship of East
Tabernacle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you have to go a step further into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is why Peter gave the promise on the day of
Pentecost.
He told them, you must be baptized. When you are baptized, after you are baptized, and you repent thoroughly. Hallelujah. You will get the Holy Ghost. Because it is a promise. And God always stands by His word. He always provides or gives His promises. So you don't end in water baptism. You just end up warming the chairs and the benches. And that's where you will end. And there's no rapture for you. It's very unfortunate. But you must get the Holy Ghost. We have got no negotiations. When it comes to the Holy Ghost, you must get the Holy Ghost. Under no circumstances.
It doesn't matter, you are a young boy or an old man like me.
You must get the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because if you end in water baptism, you have done nothing. You have just been a good person.
That's
why people say Christianity is very difficult. Because it's you now. If you try to do it on your own, it's very difficult. Now let's take for example.
I want to write an exam. Amen. I get somebody to do it for me.
Can I say the exam was difficult? I cannot say the exam was so difficult, yet I'm not the one who said
it.
It's the same when you receive the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We encourage all those who are being baptized. Don't rest. Don't stop. You have done a good thing for yourself. To believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But you must go a step further. Don't end up in church. End up in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the issue of adoption. Many people, they don't know. They think once he believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, he's adopted. Once he receives the Holy Ghost, he's adopted.
No.
No, there are
steps that you have to follow until you get there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
David, hallelujah.
David did not just end up being a king.
Joseph
did not end up just being a governor.
No. But when matano,
but they walked through some steps.
Mwari,
God has to walk with you through some steps. Until you are adopted into your very right place.
We are predestinated unto adoption.
The thing that makes me happy.
Hallelujah.
Nothing can change.
When you think about predestination, that was God's prerogative. And nothing can ever change it. And even God himself can never change it. Because he does not change his mind about his
ways.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you go into the water, you are baptized, you do well. You are one of us. You are identifying with us. You are now a brother, you are now a sister. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when
you have not gone through those stages
to
enter into the water before you receive Jesus Christ,
our service, you know,
after this service,
now
without a change of clothes,
just
say, I've come for baptism. I want to walk this way. To get to my place. That when Jesus comes, he will find me in my position.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to Jesus Christ.
Yes, ngarubizwe.
Amen. I'm going to read. From the Message Adoption Part 1, 60515E,
yeah, 15 1960.
Paragraph 64. Or maybe I'll skip to paragraph 66.
Paragraph 66.
Now he's talking to the spiritual Canaanites. Brother Branham, he types the journey Israel took. And he says the book of Ephesians is the same as the Old Testament book of
Joshua.
Because the children of Israel, they came from Egypt. And they crossed the Jordan. Remember, all Jordan represents death. And for you to get the Holy Ghost, you must die first. Die to your thinking. Die to your own desires. Die to everything that is contrary to the
word.
And let God Himself, His perfect will to be done in your life. And the children of Israel had to cross into the promised land. The Holy Ghost is your promise. You must cross into the promised land, which is the Holy Ghost. And that makes you a spiritual Canaanite. Or spiritual Israelite. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Partaking of spiritual blessings. Sitting in heavenly places. With Christ in Christ Jesus. You are baptized into a body. Into the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now he's talking to the spiritual Canaanites. Israel, the spiritual Israel who has possessed the land.
Israel,
and aren't you glad you have come out of Egypt's garlic? Aren't you glad you are out of the wilderness? And remember, they had to eat manna, angels' food, out of heaven until they crossed over into the land. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When they crossed over, they ate the old corn of the land. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They ate the old corn of the land.
My,
this is why when we get into Canaan's land, we want the old-time religion. We want the old-time gospel. We want the old-time singing. It's good enough for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to Jesus Christ. They were fully matured then. Yes. And they eat the old corn of the land. Now, now that you are not babies anymore.
Yes, no ne guta musisiri vana.
Apatapura uvana.
I know we are no longer babies.
I'm not talking to babies.
We are talking to those who have crossed over.
Vakanopinda munyika.
And entered into the land.
Amen.
Amen.
But you are not babies anymore. Now you are not desiring the sincere milk of the gospel. Amen. That you don't have to be babied. Tempted and persuaded to come to church. But that you are real, fully matured Christians.
Mama Christu abezera akura.
And you are ready to eat strong meats.
Magadira kujiga nyama yakasimba.
You are ready to eat strong meats.
Magadira kujiga nyama.
And this message is full of it.
You know, maridzo ine yakazara nenyama.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good meat.
Nyama yakanaka.
And this is why the denominations will never understand it. Because it's not meant for them. We receive it by revelation. And revelation it only comes from God. And it is sovereign. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to His name. You are ready to come into something. He said, you are now ready to understand something that's deep and rich.
The
mazango, unaona chijamba jamba vachifara.
Sometimes you wonder why people are jumping around. Why are they shouting and rejoicing? You have not yet entered into their realm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yambuka.
Cross with them.
Hallelujah. Yambuka Jordan.
Cross Jordan.
Ifa.
Die.
Amen. Oyambuka waenda kuna vamwe.
Die and cross over with the others.
Miri uko ndo kunowanikwa nzvimbo.
Over there is where there is a place.
Kuno kune mapote garlic.
Here we have got garlic pots.
Yes. Ndisakazumuza tarwani mahamanzi kutsvaka kugarika.
And they are looking for a good living.
Oh, well, get into directly.
Tindamo, nangamo.
It's been hidden since the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I am addressing this to you. Not to those who have just left Egypt. Not to those who are still in the journey. But to those who are in the promised land that have received the promise. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet continues to say
in
chapter 2, paragraph 195, he says, you are first born into the kingdom by the Holy Ghost. The new birth comes only by the birth of the Holy Ghost.
No,
by. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are born.
Now that's when you are born.
Remember, in the natural, when you are in your mother's womb,
you
were kicking and doing all the other
things. It
was a different kind of a life.
But
when you were born,
there
was a spirit waiting for you. Hallelujah. And you become a living being. And when the spirit entered into you and you started to cry. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the people said, he is born.
Exactly the same. Those when you receive the Holy Ghost, you receive a spirit. And the spirit is the spirit of God. And then you are born. Yes, there we can say, you are born. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when you are born, now you are a son.
I'm
not going to be male chauvinistic. I'm not trying to be.
When we are saying
my brother and my sister, Paul has adoption of sons. My sister adopted Christ.
When Bible says, you are not adopted.
I also that we won't continue repeating ourselves. Yes, I'm talking about adoption of sons.
Yes,
we are sons. And we have been predestined unto adoption. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My. First, you are born into the kingdom. This is what it
is. It's the same thing. You are born into your family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Once I am born in a family, nothing can change it.
And once you
are born into this family, nothing can change it.
Hallelujah.
Once you are born into this very kingdom, nothing can ever change it.
Kana wango zvarwa muumambowe hapana chichazvishandura. Hapana. Nothing.
Usambochota apa muchadzokera kumashure
pamwe. Don't have a fear of backsliding.
That's where the scripture applies.
Ndosaka gwaro richiti.
All things work together for good.
Zvinhu zvose
to them who love the Lord.
Kuna ava vanoda Ishe.
Who are called.
Vakadanwa.
According to his very purpose.
Maringe nechinangwa chavo.
Chinangwa chaMwari.
The purpose of God.
Ndosaka Mwari akakudaidzai.
That's why God called you.
Hallelujah.
Ndosaka
usafanire kuneteka.
That's why you shouldn't be troubled.
Ndosaka usafanire kushushikana.
That's why you shouldn't be troubled.
Kana zvinhu zvichiitika.
When things are happening.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the funny incident the other day.
Panika nyaka kaitika nerimwe zuva.
Isikumba kwedu hatina magetsi.
Right now we don't have electricity.
On Thursday, ndakatenga magetsi zvakanaka nakapo over just over 300 units.
So Thursday, I bought electricity about 200 units.
Over 300 units.
Anodarika 300 units.
Ndabanena ndabanena saka pin number kacho.
And then I tried to enter the number, the token.
I put
on the token.
Ndabanena yaburitsa 200 units.
And it gave me 200 units.
And as if that is not enough.
Kunge zvindizvo zvega.
All hell broke loose.
Zvinhu zvakabva zvangotanga kungoipa.
Saende kudonha kwaita mauniti iko.
And those units were just depleting fast.
Akapera ne 3 days.
And we had no electricity after 3 days yesterday.
And then I was given a name to someone to help us.
Ndakabvozopiwa munhu kuti anotibatsira.
And he says, "Ndirikuya na 2 o'clock."
And he said, "I'm coming at 2."
He didn't come.
Ana kuya.
Tsara munhu wokuzesa.
I'm talking about a person from Zesa. And I phoned him around past 11. What
happened? Past 3.
Past 3.
No, 20 didn't bring up past 2.
Because he said you are coming after 2.
So I'm bringing up 4.
And I'm coming around 4. And then it's after 5 you are supposed to come to church.
So I'm on my
way. And he said, I'm on my way.
And he never came.
I didn't understand what.
And I was going to say,
and I said, I'll leave this in the hands of God. God knows. What can I really do to fix this man?
But in the realize that
then I thought, if I start to fight on my own, God will never fight for you.
So what I only did was,
so I just prayed and left it in the hands of God.
So, and it's here to church,
I don't know what is going to happen. We don't have
anything.
If I could borrow from someone, I could borrow from them.
But remember, all things work together for good.
As
long as you are a child of God, don't worry. It's working for a good purpose. God has never been an author of frustration. God is not an author of frustration. But
he's
got a good purpose and a reason. God doesn't just do things. He always does these things for a good purpose. So the first thing, you are born into a kingdom by the Holy Ghost.
So
like you are born naturally. How many knows that? And the next, you are predestinated unto what? Adoption. What is that? You are predestinated unto the blessing. You have
got a place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That you must go to.
And you must find your place.
Amen.
Amen. From the message, what is the Holy Ghost?
What is the Holy Ghost?
The message, the prophet says, paragraph 48.
Paragraph 48 in Prophet Anoti.
But now notice. But in this, the Holy Ghost is a sign. The Holy Ghost is a seal. It's a sign that God gave to his chosen children. To reject it is to be cut from the people. To receive it.
is
to be finished with the world. All the things of the world. Because when you are coming here to be baptized into the water, we normally sing this song, I've decided to follow Jesus. The world behind me. The cross before me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that is exactly what you've decided to do. And once you receive the Holy Ghost, remember it's the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. He comes to clean you out. Remove all the desires of the things of the world. And this is why Jesus Christ said, if you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God is not even in you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what is the love of God? That is Jesus Christ himself. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to Jesus. I used to work for a railroad out here in Henry Waterbury.
Daimboshandira company yezvitima muno na Henry Waterbury.
We would go down to load cars, a car.
Taenda kunoload achitima.
My brother Doc standing back there helps load cars. Loads cars.
Doc uyo ari mota ibatsirana kuloda zvitima zvimatrok.
When a car is being loaded, they go through that car. The inspector.
Inspector.
If he finds anything loose,
chime chinu,
where it would fall and break, anything that would destroy, he will not seal the car until the car is completely packed. Until it's so packed down, so in order that the shaking of the ride won't bother the product that's on the inside.
You're
not, there's no loose things in you.
Apana zvinhu zvakangorembera mauri iwe.
Ndiro just wangorembera rembera.
Loose things on you.
That's what they matter. We don't get sealed.
Atisiku simbiswa.
That's why we
are not getting the Holy Ghost.
We are too loose about the things.
Takangoregedzeka pazvinhu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the inspector goes through to inspect your life,
kana mupurisa auya kuzonzera upenyu hwako
iwe. You see, if you are not just a little loose about things.
Kuta unakungoregedzeka pazvinhu zvese zvese.
A little loose about your prayer life.
Wakangoregedzeka pamunamato.
A little loose about that temper.
Wakangoregedzeka parurimi rwako.
A little loose. Pahasha.
Pahasha.
A little loose about that tongue.
Wakangoregedzeka pamuromo wako.
Unongoregana wango kunge chigwagwagwa zvatongobuda. By the time
you
zobata muromo wako zvatoenda.
You can just start shouting.
You
know, you just say things, you cannot breathe with your tongue.
Yes. You must put the Holy Ghost as a policeman over your mouth.
Yeah. He's a good policeman for your mouth.
To listen about that tongue, to talk about others.
You'll
never seal that car.
Can you
imagine? Some dirty habits. Some vile things. Some vulgarity minds.
You know the reason why you have vulgarity minds? Because you live in that atmosphere. That's where you live. You are always on pornography. You are always with friends who are talking vulgarity.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You end up also vulgar yourself. And you are not going to get the Holy Ghost. Repent!
Tendeuka.
Repent, I tell you.
Tendeuka.
You won't get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He can't seal that car. But when he found everything in its place. Faith.
Kutenda.
Faith.
Simba.
Knowledge.
Ruzio.
Temperance.
Kusitora.
Patience.
Kutsungiria.
Godliness. Brotherly kindness.
Rudokuhama.
And then he comes down like a dove.
Woburuka senjima.
My. And he seals the car.
Wobava isachi simbiso vachitima.
Then you are a powerhouse.
Zino wagwenya remo remoto.
Amen.
Remaket.
Dare anybody open that seal until that car reaches its destination.
Apana no faka bisachi simbiso kusika chitima chashika kwachaka nanga.
Where it's sealed before.
Kwachaka simbisirwa.
There it is. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm.
Mazuone ere, musabate wazodzi wangu, musakubadza vaprofita wangu.
Unto you, it would be better for you that a millstone was hanged at your neck and you were drowned in the depth of the sea.
Ndoti kwamuri zviri nani kuti uyo risungirwe muhuro menyu mokandwa pasi chaipo penyanza.
Than even to try to offend or shake a little on the list of these that's been sealed.
Panekugumbutsa kana kuzunguza vadiki ava vakasimbiswa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when you get the Holy Ghost,
kana waona mweya mutsvene,
that is not the end of the issue.
Hapasiro panogumira nyaya yacho. No.
Once you get the Holy Ghost,
uchinge waona mweya mutsvene,
it's almost like you are now in you have crossed the Jordan.
Wayambuka Jordan.
Well done.
Makorokoto.
Remember. You are now in the land of blessings. As long as you are in Canaan's land. Hallelujah. The blessings of Canaan are yours. Abraham's blessings are yours. But if you go out of Canaan, dare get out of Canaan.
I'm
very sorry. Hallelujah. But once you get in there, remember, once you are inside there,
wango pindamo.
It's you're not going to a time of rest. And we don't just read this. Once you get the Holy Ghost, you are a baby that is born. And a baby, when it is born, does not all of a sudden become an adult.
Mwana achingozvarwa hango yerikana atove munhu muhombe.
But it is led to take its course as it grows. Hallelujah. Some grow faster, some grow slower. Hallelujah.
Children are different.
That's what we are
children, but we are growing up differently.
And this is why we should always be in a position to bear with one another. Yes, the prophet says, a man with the Holy Ghost can bear with a man. Hallelujah. You can bear with that person.
A person who's in the wrong, you can bear with that person.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I think it's good if I can just read it.
Let me just read it.
If I can quickly find it.
Yeah.
Anyway, if I don't find it, you can take my word for it. Yes, in adoption chapter 2.
Adoption chapter 2.
Or part 2. Paragraph. 24.
Paragraph 24.
From somewhere in the middle there, the prophet says, but the thing I want to try to get to you is this. A man that is in Christ with the Holy Ghost can bear with a man when he is wrong. I want this to grind into you. A man that is in Christ, that is my brother and my sister.
ari muna Kristu hamane hanzvadzi.
Shona inoita zvakanaka inozongoti munhu.
Shona says amen.
Yeah. When he is wrong, sorry, that amen that is in Christ with the Holy Ghost can bear with a man when he is wrong. Long suffering. Gentle. Patient. He is sweet.
He
is humble.
He
is faithful.
He
is filled with the Spirit. Never negative. Always positive.
He
is a different person. I like that. So when the Holy Ghost comes into you, hallelujah. Remember, the Lord Jesus Christ said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you receive power. When you get the Holy Ghost, you get power. This is why God hates a powerless religion. A powerless Christian.
He's
carried about by every slave of wind. Stand.
Mira.
Stand therefore. Stand therefore.
To put on the whole armor of God and stand. Omira.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When the Holy Ghost comes,
Prophet
says he gives you power.
Anokupa simba.
Power of prayer.
Simba rekunamata.
Power of speech.
Simba rekutaura.
And power of a holy life.
Simba rekurarama upenyu hutsvene.
When the Holy Ghost comes,
kana muyamchene auya,
he will not act holy in one and unholy in the other. Hallelujah. No. The Holy Ghost doesn't do that. My. So, you are a child and you are born. And when you are born, you have to go through child training. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, that's where there is a problem.
You have to go through child training. Let me read from Hebrews chapter 12. Verses
5
to
8. Verse 5 to
8. Paul says here,
Paul Anoti,
and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord. No faint when thou art rebuked of him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When there is an evangelistic message and you say, oh, if this is the preaching, I'm going home. You despise chastening. Now, if you cannot be chastened, now you are in a very difficult predicament. And the thing that pains me most, that after preaching, I come back and see people doing the same things. And the women are bobbing their hair. They are painting their faces.
Can you imagine, after all the hard preaching,
Pastor, and pastor preaching, taking the church to a certain dimension.
Hallelujah.
To take it to a certain dimension.
Remember,
you don't start from the top, you go from bottom to top.
That's right. How painful it is. For whom the Lord loveth, and he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if you be without assessment, Whereof all are partakers. Then ye are bastards and not sons.
Zvino muri vana vekurashwa hamusiri vanakomana.
Kana usingarangwe nevhangeri, uchiramba kurangwa nevhangeri.
By the word,
you are a bastard child.
Uri mwana wekurashwa.
That says the scriptures.
Does not allow any magwaro.
Ndiri kuprofita manje.
I am prophesying now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But remember,
asirangarirai.
Kana mweya mutsvene wauyaka.
When the Holy Ghost has come,
ndiye anokudzidzisa.
He's the one who will train you.
Like the prophet says in this man in church age. Or maybe let me read something from what he says from the message. Hear ye him. Paragraph 37. He says, now, 60806, yeah. Now, when God sent his sons out, sons and daughters, he got a tutor or a raiser for that son and daughters. And it wasn't a bishop.
Angasiri mu bishop.
Neither was it a cardinal.
Kana mu cardinal.
He couldn't trust them.
Angasinga vimbe nao.
So he got the best there was in heaven to raise his church.
Saka akaona mudzidzisi chaiyo akanakisa anga aripo kudenga hokuti akudze kereke.
Ah, zvinondinakidza ini.
I like this.
Mwari.
God.
Saka Mwari vakuzviita.
When God is doing it.
Hallelujah. Regani bokuzai chimwe chinhu.
Let me tell you something. God will never send you to do something that he is not able to do himself. And the thing that pleases God, from what I know from the scriptures,
is
the thing that he does himself in you. Amen.
So, Mwari pavaka.
Long ago, there were no schools.
But the why don't you have a teacher?
You would go and look for a tutor. That would trust that you can train your children.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To be raised up properly. The child has been born in the family. It's a child. But the child must grow.
And
you, the father, knows the syllabus. You know how you want to raise your child.
Because
as a father, you are busy with other things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is what was done long ago. Though it was done long ago, but it's a type of what is being done now.
Because
God wants this child to grow up properly, and also he wants to work with that child.
And the child must be above the father's business.
So the father will look for a good tutor.
Yes. And God, when he wanted to raise his church, he looked for the best tutor in heaven and on earth. He looked at the bishop, he saw the bishop could not do it. He looked at the cardinal, he looked at the pope, and all of them could not do it. But he decided to send the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He is our tutor. And the tutor must always give an honest report.
report. Remember, there's a report that goes to the father.
Hallelujah.
When you are watching pornography, the report is going to the father.
There's
a bastard is watching pornography.
Hey,
that child of yours.
Can I have a phone?
When he's on the phone.
I think I should go to Uyo, Uyo, Uyo. I think I should go to Yuramaku.
He's always gossiping.
A phone.
On the phone.
He
has always got the latest gossip. He knows about the Bruaya things. He knows about Chinoi. He knows about
Chinoi.
If you knew the word of God the same way, You'll be somewhere. Don't talk about others. Don't be a busybody about other people's business. I've got my aunt who named their child, mind your own business.
Yeah. It was a grandson.
I got my Mzukuru. Mind your own business.
But that teacher was an inside teacher, not an outside teacher. If the spirit wasn't inside, you wouldn't hear the truth and receive it by revelation.
My,
if you heard it every moment of the day, the teacher has to be inside. He tells you, no, this is not the right kind of dressing. Don't ask another sister.
Is this a modest dress? Sister, is this hairstyle okay for the message?
But remember,
God gave you a teacher,
a very faithful one.
Akatende
seka. No, this is not good.
That's why you have a question.
Hallelujah. And Brother Branham
always says, if you have got a doubt about something, leave it. You will not lose anything.
My sister,
how is my heel? How do you see?
Oh, yeah,
so that sister now is your Holy Ghost. No. Be born. If you are born,
you'll
be given an inside teacher. The good thing about this teacher, he will tell you the good
thing.
He will give you revelation. Things will start to be manifested. These are the truth about these things.
Teacher we mukati.
Inside teacher.
Yeah,
always tell you no.
Yeah.
That kind of a thought.
You will go to get away, Satan.
Go from what? And I say, go, Satan.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come to the Siro Goru with a sister.
The way you are looking at that sister.
That's the inside teacher.
Remember,
he
takes a word to the father.
Yes. Now, sorry, in the message, you must be born again. Paragraph 82. Now you have your training now. You are ready. You are ready to go into training now. Because you have received the Holy Ghost. Child training.
All of us.
We are
taught by God. We are trained by God. Each and every one of us, we have got a syllabus different from one another.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But
at the end, we will all pass.
Because we are predestinated unto adoption.
That's
the
good thing I like about it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because
I will reach my destiny. That's like a person working in a company. You always see the CEO going out with his Mercedes Benz. And he says, one day I'll get to that CEO. I will also be a CEO one day.
But of course, you don't do it by hook or by crook. It has to be by merit.
That's how it comes.
Now, you are ready. You're not going to child training. That's the hard part. When you think you ought to do this,
and
the way to catch you around, and shows you something else. Why? They believe that over. That don't make any difference what they believe.
Over there. No. We don't use that one as a standard. We work with the word of God. Do you know the revelation that made them do what they are doing? Don't follow someone's revelation.
And this is why the inside teacher gives you a revelation.
And you give your own revelation. Not mine.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That don't make any difference. Okay, as so I
what they believe.
He is what God said. You must be about the Father's business. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
must be about the Father's business.
Now you are getting born. Again. Now
you
are getting right, getting straightened out. Now
you
have a new parent.
You are growing.
My reports are going.
The reports are going.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
the reports are giving everything that you are doing.
Now you are in Canaan's land.
Hallelujah.
You see, Kudenga Kunenda, Black Brothers always says, it's not like a refugee that camp.
And the Akusi, Zimbabwe T Zero. Heaven is for overcomer. You have to be an overcomer. I don't feel pity for people who commit suicide. Doesn't matter.
You should not take your life.
Heaven
is not a refugee camp.
Kudenga akusi refugee camp.
Israel, Vangeli shitaura manje mbukire zvakazarwa. To him that overcometh.
Vangeli, the
God. To him that overcometh.
Kune uyo anokunda.
To him that overcometh.
Kune uyo anokunda.
To him that overcometh.
Kune uyo anokunda.
Hakuna mbotaurwa vamwe.
It was not mentioned. There are victors there.
Lord, I want to be in that number. When
the saints are marching in.
Amen. Okay. I'm going to read from the message adoption. So, you go through your training. You are born.
You are just like a servant. But you are a child and an heir of all. But you must come to a stage where you are adopted in the family. Have you seen some other families?
You find that maybe
the last born.
But the person don't want to tell us how
to do it.
This
guy is not here. Nothing will move. But there are three older brothers. If this young man is not here, nothing will move. Now you are in your position.
Muri.
in the family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now
you are also being blessed in the family of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are
being placed in East Tabernacle.
Saga my reports.
So the reports are going
kushika wakura
until you are mature.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You remember Brother Branham speaks about that slave guy who was in America. He conducted himself because he knew in him was royal blood. Hallelujah. And he conducted himself as the son of a king. He spoke like the son of a king. Until when, wherever he was, they did not need to whip him. Like the rest of the other guys who were always crying and weeping. But he knew in me. And he believed in himself. Hallelujah. That he was a child, the son of a king. And you must remember. You must know who you are. Jesus Christ knew who he was. And this is why he had the perfect faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Until the bride knows who she is.
There's
no rapture, my friend.
Samaria.
She must know who she is.
First.
And then the rapture will go. Amen.
Amen.
The child has been trained.
Now he's a good boy. Like the good boys we have here.
And
the good girls that we have here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We influence each other in good things of the word of God. If you find that your friend is always talking about the bad things, leave that friend.
Better utambe wega.
Better to be alone and be alone and have no friend.
But remember, Jesus is always your friend.
I'd
rather have him as my friend than no other friend. With no other friend.
Now, that has got benefits.
Yes. Batra na yakomana.
Help each other, boys. Help one another, girls. And you see your friend going astray. Help that friend. And if you cannot do it, the deacons are here. They can help that friend.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if the deacons can't help them, they take it to the pastor.
And
the pastor really knows how to treat the lamb when it has got a broken leg. Maybe when
passed
through the deacons, one leg was broken. They are police.
They can be rough.
What are going to eat around?
Yes.
Yeah, wrong.
Ah, what in the run?
Ah, you want you to treat you with the gloved hands.
Pastor, don't those? Ah, sorry, I'll
go
ahead.
Pastor, come
on. Let us just
let them go now. Rombo.
My deacon is a strict office. The prophet says.
Office your deacon. Your office is serious. Kutamba.
Yeah. But
help one another. If you find your friend has a good girlfriend.
Amen.
Today, he's got this car. Tomorrow, in another car. The day after, in another
one.
And you ask them, no, they're just giving me a lift. They're just giving
a lift. You know, every day.
A lift that takes you, Mishikashika, brings you to the gate. You are becoming naughty.
Amen.
Don't do that. We want you to grow. God is training you to overcome
the
trials and temptations must come to you. It must come.
Abraham
says,
And
you find a tree being shaken by the wind. You might feel pity for the tree.
But it's also
But that shaking, it will help the tree to be stronger.
Because as it is being shifted and moved, the roots are getting deeper and deeper, and it's getting a deeper, a stronger grip. I was in Cape Town one day.
I've never seen such a storm.
It
was just a strong whirlwind.
Strong wind.
If this type of a wind was in Zimbabwe, we will all perish.
But that is there. They can stand and withstand.
Because they are used to that type of a wind. If we will just get a cyclone, we know all the trees will fall.
But those are Zodika.
That's what it is, brother.
Those are Zili Shangwari.
That's what it is, my friend in the Balkan. God will train you trials and kukudzidzisa.
That's like David akapiwa shumba.
That's why David was given a lion.
Akapiwa chitsere.
And he was given a bear.
Because I cannot stand on a Goliath.
Because he was supposed to meet Goliath.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will train you as a child.
Mari vachakudzidzisa semwana.
Kusvika wa mature.
Until you are mature.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want mature children.
Tikuda vana vakura.
Mature people.
Vanhu vakura.
Who are to receive strong meat.
Vanhu vanogamuchira nyama yakasimba.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me read this.
Yeah.
Sure, very soon we'll be closing. Now listen now, brethren. Adoption. This is adoption. Sorry, it's the message. Hear ye him.
60806. Yeah, 6 August 1960.
Amen. Paragraph 54.
Paragraph 54. As we continue.
Now listen now.
Tererai zvino.
The brethren say, if that boy was a good boy,
there come a certain
day.
Faizo svika rimwe zuva.
Ho, rinosvika.
The day will come.
Because it's predestinated.
Zvakafanotemerwa.
The day will come when you receive the Holy Ghost. The day will come when you get your adoption. The certain day will come.
Rimwe zuva rakatarwa richauya.
Oh my, a certain day too. There was a ceremony held for that boy. Because he had proved himself that he is a worthy child. Always the report going to the father, it will be saying, this boy is a good boy. Oh,
he
is a chief of the old block. There's no one better who could do what you are doing than him. And that will make the father proud. I'm sure God is proud of some of you. I thought
God must be proud of you. God must be proud of you. He was proud of Job. Because he knew what he was.
And he could say, David is a man after my own heart.
David,
my, and I love that man.
David.
David,
even myself, I love David.
If I think of all how you are
being chased by Saul,
my opportunities,
and all the opportunities that you got.
But you are my opportunities. You don't weigh them.
But you, the opportunities that you get, I will thank you. Why are you in Zanzibar?
And you would have
thrown him there and the trumpets would have been blown and now David is the king. That would have happened.
But David knew God.
I see David.
And he feared God.
Aichikamwari.
And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. And Brother Branham says, wisdom is the first gift of the Holy Ghost. So that you can be able to use the other gifts.
Praise
be to Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
And the boy was taken out into the public square, was put on a certain royal robe.
Maybe
some purple color. Or some royal color. And
you
would be set on a high place. Where everybody would see. And the Pharaoh said, this is my son.
And the Papa said,
yes. Like he did on Mount Transfiguration. When he was adopting his son, he changed his raiment. He put him on a mountain, a high mountain apart. Because the scripture says, they went up a high mountain apart.
On top. This is my beloved son. My beloved son, hear ye him.
If
the father is pleased with you, things would happen.
And that was now the process of adoption. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I changed my hands.
You behave a change of a robe.
After
all that has been done,
he is now placed as a son in a family.
Now, sorry,
paragraph 56. Now notice this.
When
this adoption comes, that boy's name was just as good as his daddy's. He was an heir of all things. He is an heir of all things. All his father had. So did he have. Now Jesus said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. Now, God was proving here that he was doing what he was doing through his son. Amen. In the message, hear him. I'm just going to skip a little bit again. Paragraph 21. And be about the father's business to get soul saved. After a while, God will set us aside and he will anoint us with the Holy Ghost. Then we are positionally placed in his kingdom. Some has gifts of wisdom, some has knowledge, some has gifts of tongues. Some preachers of the gospel, some are prophets, and other gifts. Some
are evangelists, some are prophets, and some are zipo.
Don't
think that the gifts are, that are being spoken about is
you
about
can be, you can be an adopted son and placed just to be a good housewife.
Hallelujah.
I don't guess that so ends.
Who washes the visitor's feet?
Maybe you're just in amen corner. So what encourage our parents?
You encourage the preachers.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's
your place.
You are
not a preacher.
No.
Quiet. No, the blessing is not just for preachers.
You
really know
that
this is what I'm supposed to do. This is my place.
You can be adopted to be a farmer. Businessman. Hallelujah.
That when we want money here,
it comes.
You know where? You don't have to think
twice.
Just place your hand in the pocket.
That
brother will just put his hand in the pocket.
Some adopted to be mechanics.
And
a carpenter and a plumber and an electrician.
My engineer.
God has got a place for you. In the body of Jesus Christ.
Those of Christ. Yes, those are also in the body of Christ.
Yes.
Ongo.
Oh. Let me read this my last quotation. I know one place. Who used to love this one so much. In the message, adoption part 4. It says, paragraph 8, it says, go right back to Genesis.
Zokera ku Genesis.
John and Mary lived happily thereafter.
John and Maria haka gara upenyu waka nakisa kupa ipapo. What happened in those days?
Huh? Go back to Genesis, to the original, and see what it is. What
is it?
Now the world and the nature is growing.
Zino nyika ino iri kugomera.
Everything is moving.
Zino zese ziri kufamba.
What? Chii. For the manifestation of the sons of God.
Kuona kuratidzwa kwevana kumana vamwari.
When true sons.
Kana vana kumana vechokwadi.
Born sons.
Vana vakazvarwa.
Filled sons.
Vana vakazadzwa.
And their word is backed.
Vakataura, shoko ravo rinotsigirwa.
I believe we are at the border of it right now.
Totenda tasvika pa mhenderekedzo yazvo.
Say to this mountain, let it be so.
Taura kugomo iri, zvobva zvaitika.
And remember,
rangarirai.
When you are born a child,
kana wazvarwa semwana,
you are just as good as a servant.
Wakango fanana nemuranda.
What you say is just as good as a servant.
So unotaura zvakango fanana nemuranda.
But when you are adopted,
asikana wagadzwa semwana,
you are now equal with your father.
Wafanana waenzana na baba.
Adoption brings you to equality.
Kugadzwa kunoita kuti uyenzane.
This is why the scriptures even said Jesus Christ.
Zvakagwara kuti Jesu Kristo.
By what he suffered.
Nezvaka
what he went through. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. What? He was an adopted son. Whatever he fired is fired. Hallelujah. That's an adopted son. Whatever he says, the word stands. In one place, the prophet says, you go to this brother. He says, my brother, there's been no rain here for so many
years.
He says, I'll give you rain in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's an adopted son. We are going into our adoption. We are placed in our positions. Adoption is putting you in the place. It's not the birth. It's not the water baptism. But it's a blessing. You find your place.
When Jesus came,
you must
find me in my position.
Hallelujah.
He must find me in my position. If you have not yet found your place, he must desire for that place. You will find it. God will bless you there. You can put yourself.
And panguwa yakafanira on a certain day, the Father would do it.
Baba vachazviita.
You have a celebration for you.
Vachava nemutambo wako.
Uchazva kuti apa ndopangwa.
And you know this is my place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May the good Lord bless you.
Mwari akanaka akuropafadzei.
And we've come to the end of our service.
Tasvika panoperera service yedu.
God bless you.
Mwari vakuropafadzei.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Gati kotamise misoro yedu tinamati.
Maybe you are there. This very afternoon.
Maskate ano.
You are not born again.
Auna kuzarwa patsva.
You are very far, my friend, from being placed as a son.
Auri kure chaizvo hama yangu kuti ugadzwe semwana komana.
Asi dzimwe dzenguva uripo uri kuti inini zvinhu izvi ndozvifarira ini.
Per adventure you are there and you are saying I like this word.
Ichi chokwadi ichi ndinochifarira.
I like this truth. I love this. Maybe you have not received Jesus Christ in your life.
I'm not talking about those who have already repented.
I'm
talking to the one who
is
who feels in their heart that but God is speaking to me. I'm saying God from today. From today I've decided I'm yours. Maybe you are there in the audience. You can raise your hand. Lord, receive me. I'm your child. From today, I have divorced the relationship with the world. I want to walk right before you. I want to give you an opportunity in my life. The adventure you have crossed over, you are in Canaan. You are saying, God,
adoption.
My life is preventing me to get to my adoption. I'm doing things that are not worthy for me to be adopted.
I want to find my place, oh God. I want to be at my place all the time. And I know when I'm in my place, I am a blessing. And I
will not stumble anyone. I must do what I'm supposed to.
Maybe
do.
You are there inside there.
You are saying, God help me.
Give me that perfect walk unto adoption. Let me get there to adoption, oh God. Let's bow our heads as we pray.
Gatiko times is so little chinamata.
Jehovah Mwari makarurama. Banabe nyuma baona basumuza maoko. Mweya. Tanga ishe. Irikuda imimi kuti mwabatsire. Ishe pana batsutamba. Asipana tukita zvecho kwadi Mwari. Nokuti imimi muri pano munotaura. Ishe maona maoko asimudzwa. Kudewa na renyi. Masato wa ziwa panzu mbo palo. Ishe. Varati zei.
Amen.
Let that certain day come. Oh, let that celebration, Lord, be held for them. Father God Almighty, as they find their place in the body of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for the word we have received in this hour. I thank you for the message of the hour. I thank you for the prophet, Brother Branham. And I thank you, Lord, for having visited us even today and being with us, speaking to us, Lord, showing us things. Father, we want to come to that stage where our word shall be your word. My, help us, Lord Jesus Christ. Father, fill your children with the Holy Ghost, them that need it. Heal the sick, Lord. Oh God. Let no one go out of this very place sick. No, Lord. We bind every evil spirit. We bind every demon power. Satan, you are whipped. You are already defeated. Let loose the children of God. May the anointing break the yoke. Even now, may your children be set free. Father, we are so grateful and thankful to you. I thank you for your word. I bless your holy name. Be thou glorified forever. In Jesus' name I want to pray and thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. May the good Lord bless you all. Amen. Like the pastor always says, love everybody. You might miss your position. So you won't miss your position. Amen. Love everyone. Even that person, if they had a chance to kill you, they would do it. If they had a chance to poison you, they would. But love them all the same. But I want to tell you, you cannot do it of your own. You need the inside teacher. Because when the inside teacher is in you, it is no longer you that liveth. But Christ living in you. God richly bless you. As I hand service over. to Brother Piri.
Chisa Shimiro kuna Brother Piri.